This is ILTA Radio, the source for legal technology practices and ideas to help your career delivered to fit your busy schedule. ILTA Radio, get tuned in.
Welcome to today's ILTA Radio discussion on project management and legal project management. I am Jenny Zielinowski with Keating, Neusing, and Kleekamp, and I am joined today with Michael Clear from Wiggin and Dana. Welcome, Mike. Can you provide our listeners with a little more information about you and your firm?
Thanks, Jenny. Absolutely. I'm a partner at Wiggin and Dana. Wiggin and Dana is a law firm of 140 lawyers with locations in Connecticut, New York, Pennsylvania, Washington, D.C., and Florida. I'm in a practice group, so I'm a practicing attorney. I'm in the private client services, trust and estates practice group, and I sit on our firm's what we call client service delivery task force, which is kind of the group in charge of trying to implement LPM practices throughout the firm.
Great. I, just so you know from my background, I am a litigation support specialist and also a document review project manager. So, but even though the project manager is in my title, all this came about because I am in the beginning stages of figuring out whether I should go the PM route or the LPM route in getting certified for my firm. Our firm is mid-sized firm. We are only in Cincinnati, Ohio. We have our own in-house litigation support group, which is what I'm a part of. There's four of us in total. We each do a little piece of what would be, you know, the principles of normal project management. But as a whole, I am responsible for the project management piece as it relates to clients and building out projects. So I guess to start out with, the easiest question for you to answer would be, what is LPM and why is it different than project management?
Yeah, so kind of looking at LPM or project management kind of as a whole is, you know, clearly kind of looking through the literature, it's been around for a long time. It's been used by businesses to really manage profits. I think increase predictability of what the business does and increase efficiency. We've seen project management historically in engineering firms, manufacturing firms, maybe investment banking firms. And those industries have a nice deep body of knowledge on project management. To me, LPM, legal project management, the overall goal is to increase client satisfaction, increase firm profitability by applying some of the project management techniques and strategies to improve legal matters. LPM is special because we're lawyers and we're special, right? and I mean that. I think in one way it's applying it to legal matters and kind of just a more specific study of project management. But on another I've seen is it's also LPM because lawyers are, you know, bound at least by a set of ethical rules in everything that we do. And really using LPM can help firms make sure that they're hitting those ethical responsibilities of talking about scope with client, communications with client, using up-to-date technologies. So to me, it's kind of a both the direct study of project management within a more specific field, but also kind of an acknowledgement that the ethical responsibilities of a lawyer make project management different than simply a manufacturing company that's producing widgets and, you know, either looking at efficiency or process improvement in general just for that end.
And so in reality, you know, project management gets thrown around a lot and a lot of people say that they do project management, but from the beginning of a process to the end of the project or of a process is project management. But I guess so legal project management would be, as you said, taking that background since legal matters are so specialized in what they are. Each project actually would be different rather than just, you know, going through the motions of the project management, as you said, the old fashioned going through the widgets and so forth, where that process keeps being repeated over and over. I guess the process is still being repeated over and over in legal project management, but they're all different in what the steps that you need to take depending on the matter and what pieces that fall in line, discovery or, you know, motions that need to be filed, so forth. Does that sound right?
Yeah, I think so. You know, so let me take another step back. Is I also think legal project management, people often disagree over what the definition is. the one I used, I think, is fairly broad, right? But I have no skin in the game on it, right? So to me, I'd like our firm to do more legal project management. And so whether that is kind of more traditional project management, kind of, you know, in the beginning, developing goals with clients, increasing in communications, defining scope of work, developing templates, when the matter's done, kind of coming to a conclusion and actually talking about it, kind of a more project management piece, or if it also includes, you know, more of the process improvement pieces in those strategies or knowledge management. To me, if any one of those three kind of spheres can come in and help a law firm better increase client satisfaction or increase law firm profitability, that's great and falls in to what I think from a lawyer's perspective, a lot of people think of legal project management.
Right. And I guess, you know, in my head, you know, the difference between both just being the legal piece would be actually putting, like you said, the definition to it or how it can be utilized in a firm like mine, a mid-sized firm, when, as you know, being a lawyer, you have your clients, you do certain things, certain ways with your clients. So to kind of enact some of those processes or principles of regular project management to make it, you know, an LPM workflow that you can perform over and over again is kind of difficult, especially with getting a buy-in from an entire group, an entire firm, when people like to do certain things like they like to do it. And they've always done it that way with their client. And so forth. But I think the thing that you said that kind of speaks to me is, and one of the things that I do in my job is the efficiency piece. So I don't just make forms to make forms. I do it because I know where to look then on that piece of paper every single time to get the information that I need, which in turn translates to less billable time for the client and overall happy with that bill.
Yeah. So I think there you hit it, right? I mean, you hit process improvement and project management together, right? I mean, people who focus merely on the process improvement side, in general, you're improving your processes to be able to more effectively manage your project, right?
Right.
I think all of that is helpful on the definition side to get lawyers buy-in on kind of LPM strategies. I think the other thing that you hit on, though, is what I see helpful in LPM is the phases, right? We talk to litigators sometimes or deal lawyers. So I come from trust and estates. You know, they think all I do is draft wills, right? And I say, well, Mike, you know, your wills are always the same, right? I'm like, thanks. They're not always the
same. They're not.
They are consistent, right? We have gained efficiencies in doing that. And we have good language and forms that get, you know, specific language that gets pulled in. But no, there's not I can't yet just press one button and have it done.
And make everybody's will, yeah.
So what helps me talk to our litigators about it is kind of that phase-based discussion and seeing the litigation as a phase, because they already do. They know it. It's actually easy for them to draw out the phases. And if you look at it from a, you know, a project management or a budgeting side or a communication side, the LPM is just going to push in best practices on what to do in those phases, right? So you've hit the end of stage one. You should make sure you go back to your client and have this communication of where you are. You should look at where you are in the budget, which is sometimes lawyers will say, I do that, right? Which is great that they do it. But trying to institutionalize that sort of thing is, I think, where LPM can really start to help.
I can see what you mean there, where normally we are almost 100% client driven. So whereas other groups that are doing just project management, they are the client. They're just working through processes within their own groups or their own companies. And just like you said, you know, no will is the same. And I deal with big data all day. That's what I do, e-discovery. And no litigation hold is the same, but there's forms that help create and make efficiencies in each of those pieces and then kind of drive through the discovery piece. So I think that's, you know, why I'm so interested in the legal project management and what does that mean? One of the things that our firm, and one of the reasons why I've done my research on this, is because you have the PMI certificate or the PMP certificate, but you don't really see much about legal project management, even though it's kind of fairly a new term because it's just centralized with legal. Do you put any stock into certifications, or what do you think that they can help with, or, you know, what I guess really in my research, it seems like the class is the most important to go through the principles, but most of the stuff you already know, it's just helping you apply each of those pieces. But what, if any, do you see are benefits or not really any beneficial reasons to get certified for project management?
It's a very tough question. I think in, probably in general, also for me, and maybe because I'm a lawyer and I have no desire to go get more certifications.
Certifications.
Right?
You've already done the big one. So.
Yeah. You know, let me tell a brief story and then remind me to answer your question. When we really started to get into it, one of our other practice groups was doing a pilot program in the firm, and they had a consultant come in who was an LPM person, and they did a full day long seminar for mostly that pilot group, and I snuck in to kind of watch it, right? So that pilot group then went on and started doing some work, and I took what I learned from that process, from that meeting, and then pulled into my group. We started meeting. We started really going through some of the process improvement, identifying our estate planning process, looking at the phases, looking at each step in the phase, looking to see how many different times pieces of paper moved. It was all email. But and then I could only take it so far, right? So I got it to a point where I was happy and it was neat. But then I was like, well, what's next? Right. I didn't have the skills to know what the next step was either on. I can improve some of the processes, but kind of figuring out scope of work questions, timing questions, milestones. We needed more. So we hired a consultant to work with us on another pilot program because I couldn't take it the next step. So I think getting those, coming back to your certifications, it's learning that knowledge, learning that skill set to help lawyers kind of continue the process. There are a lot of experts out there that will come in and consult. And I think that's great. But I think having people in-house who have the project management experience will inevitably help a firm actually implement the strategies. Mm-hmm. So I can see how the certification is helpful. And then kind of also in firm culture, how is whoever's going to try to move LPM forward going to get buy-in, right?
Right. Yeah.
The certification can help there.
Because you are the expert at that point. And so as the expert, you can help give the buy-in if you show that the processes really work, I guess.
Yeah. So you're the expert. You know, you'll know more about this than anyone. In my field, I would be more than happy to have you on my team, right? I get to concentrate on the legal work. I know you're going to constantly think about process improvement, and you've been trained to have that skill set.
Correct. So I guess, you know, within that, doing a certification, having somebody on your team that's certified project management or a PMP would know those background practices and all of those different pieces, but ultimately you as the attorney doing the LPM, the actual legal project management of the phases of the work for each different matter, it would kind of be a win-win to have both.
Yeah, very possibly a win-win to have both. I think having a certification in one or the other is strong. Maybe it helps firm buy-in to get an LPM certification. So the partners say, well, at least, you know, yes, they did project management, but it was focused. They understand a little more how the law firm environment works and what's important to it. On the flip side, you were Six Sigma, right?
I was, yep.
So you have some of that background.
Right, same kind of principles.
I don't know the answer. Because I think
well, you don't need to know all of the answers.
Yeah. No, but so I'm thinking in my environment, I would enjoy having one of my non-lawyer paralegals be certified.
Yeah, and that's kind of, you know, I guess one of the big pieces because I'm not an attorney. So any certification or any training that I would get beyond what I'm already doing, project management, in air quotes, just in my normal daily work, would be like a non-attorney. It would be more of a support staff paralegal getting a certification or going through that kind of training to assist the attorneys.
Yeah, I think I'd also be a proponent of associates getting some training on LPM,
yeah.
Right?
Because absolutely.
So coming up through the firm, I've only been at Wigan and Dana. The way to really to make sure LPM and some of these strategies and techniques continue forward is to to get the associates using them all the time. So even if you're in a group, if you have general buy-in in the firm, but you have one practice that isn't doing it, but you have some associates that are trained in some of the strategies,
then eventually they'll move up.
Yes, they'll move up, but B, they'll also use those strategies.
Right. And they're working on the case. So it's not as if it's just the partners doing what they do. But I think that what we've talked about before, the buy-in from the partners is the big thing, because most people just have their set way of doing it. And I think when you look at some of the project management skill set that you try to instill in some of the associates, ultimately that's, you have a partner and an associate on almost every case in our firm. So it'll shine through at some point. And then at some point, when it comes to litigation, it's going to have to come through me. So it has to be enacted. It's somewhere in their matter.
And I think talking about the buy-in, it's about gaining successes, right? So you heard me earlier, kind of, we started with a pilot program. That pilot program, we wouldn't call a success. The firm knows it's important. So we went with a second pilot program, which was a success and continues to be. And then we're on to pilot 2 and 3. They're going simultaneously, in one in a litigation group and one in a kind of a mergers and acquisitions group. So we're getting those positive, those are more process improvement, project management successes that we're able to then explain to everyone how this has been helpful. The other piece, though, is to me, and it comes back to how I define LPM, which is incorporating knowledge management, process improvement, and typical project management or historical project management, is that helps the buy-in, right? Because some groups have phenomenal knowledge management and forms, and I think forms help process improvement. And when you start to highlight those people and what they've done historically or what they have on the knowledge management side, they like it. Everyone likes praise. And then you help them take the next step of a more, okay, well, looking at process or looking at your kind of project management. So building that buy-in through successes and then expanding the definitions so that you can really highlight it. I was at a knowledge management conference earlier this year, and one of the seminars was on extranets and client uses. I think that's one of the things that your firm does very well, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So kind of highlighting how, wow, this is what we're doing, and this falls into, you know, the world of LPM. You can highlight that as, you know, look, we are already doing some of this.
Okay.
That's, a litigator will often say that to me, is I do case management, you know?
Yeah.
And to me, the project management is, it goes beyond that in two ways. One, it's more intentional and proactive. You looked at the whole thing. And then two, in a good project management, I think at the end of it, you come back, you review it, you see what you did well, what you did poorly, and you try to learn from it. I think sometimes lawyers just move on, and having the project management kind of outline of what you should do at the end will also help create more efficiencies later.
I think you're right. I think, you know, a lot of times they do that early case assessment and then it kind of just goes through the motions, the normal motions of a matter, but it never really, it concludes because it has to, every matter concludes, but there's no really looking back on what worked, what didn't, just on to the next one kind of thing.
Yeah. And that's, I think that's where, you know, that's it, right? In the end, LPM helps identify and create best practices in the firm. Those best practices should help with client satisfaction and with firm profitability. So, you know, kind of encouraging that nature of that final step.
So you would say just to get, you know, the board and management level buy-in is just to show that success, the movement through. And then at the end, just kind of coming up with what you did, how it worked, how well it went. Maybe even a case study versus something that didn't use good project management principles and how that turned out for each client from another firm. Yes. Or, you know, very old case.
Yeah, very old case.
Yes. Something prior to, you know, LPM being what it is.
So it's interesting. I think how did the firm get to where we are today? I think several years ago at a partners retreat, they had kind of like a speaker come in to do a presentation on, you know, LPM, and kind of got everyone interested, you know. And then 8 months later, probably, they said, like, we should do a pilot. And 4 months after that, they started the pilot, you know. So that at least that initial, hey, we should be doing this, some of the partners hear about the term. And then, so we had the buy-in at least to get the consultant and to do a project, and then it just kind of continues to build on itself. And we have this task force. There's three of us. It's me, who's in kind of the trust and estates, a transactional lawyer, and a litigator that are trying to lead it, pushing forward. And that's we're kind of like the advocates, the people that are out there pushing it with support from our management group.
So I don't necessarily need you to talk, you know, about your pilots in depth, but are they just different, each of the different pilot programs, are they just improvements on processes that were already in place, or are you trying to overhaul how an entire group does their work?
Yeah, I think it's both. So I think in the end for ours, we didn't do a complete overhaul. We did a sticky note training, right? We hit out almost every step along the way and fixed how we should do things. That involved assistants, paralegals, associates, and partners. And it was great because it helped the partner understand how meeting one with a client and information gathering kills efficiency. So
right.
We identified certain things that really need to be done and discussed and decided upon before we start drafting.
Yeah.
If we're going to start the process without knowing some of these things, they know it's going to be more expensive, right?
Right.
So they can, if the client needs to do it that way, right, it comes back to client goals and their expectations. You're able to then say, okay, you know, yes, we can do it this way, but when we, you know, it'll adjust the price accordingly. But that actually helped, because inevitably what it did is it solved the, more often than not, we now have that information in the beginning and we're able to produce the documents and have the overall engagement in a more efficient manner. One of our others has been doing LPM type strategies for a couple of years now, client driven, you know, between mm-hmm. budgeting and task codes and communication.
Right.
So they're trying to document it better and then see how to take them to the next level.
Sounds like my group.
Yeah. That one's going to be really interesting. That's going to be fun to watch because I'll be able to see how they take it to the next level and kind of move my pilot.
Yeah, move yours from there.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, that's what our group already does. We use different task codes. You know, we already complete full discovery budgets at the beginning phases. And then, you know, throughout, like you said before in your definition of LPM, like throughout, we look and see where we are milestone wise rather than just create the budget and then let it go off. So we kind of try to stay in line with that and then make improvements for even that budget or, you know, budgets that are along the way. That we make for different matters. But I think what you said kind of speaks true to my group, at least, is documenting. So I think one of the questions that we were thinking, and something that I know that you're kind of familiar with, is actually using a document management tool. You use a cloud-based system called ACE Project to manage your projects. I mean, what could that help you do when it comes to, you know, just documenting through? Can you speak to the piece of that?
Yeah, absolutely. So we started it all similar to you with Excel.
That's the easiest.
It's easy. Many people know how to use it, right?
Correct.
Or should know how to.
Or should you, yeah.
You know, but it became unwieldy after about 6 months. So we looked for other project management type systems. You know, I think we had tried Basecamp, we tried a couple others, and then we found ACE Project, which has been phenomenal. A piece of it for us is we're opposite of you. We have several offices, and even in my group, 1, 2, 3, 4, we work across as a team across 4 offices.
Oh, wow.
So
you can't run down to their office and just,
yeah,
that's, I guess, why we get it so really. Yeah.
And if you do, they're probably at your office. You probably miss each other. So for us, the technology is important, both kind of on our document management side to make sure everything there is on the system up to date so we could get it no matter where we are with our laptop. But on the task management, project management side, being cloud-based was important to us so that we have access to it, both at work and elsewhere. So it's neat. It's continuously progressing. We continuously tweak it, but we effectively use our phase-based The phases that we developed in our pilot, we've identified which ones we actually want to track. So those, I guess, would be the milestones, right? And we have that associated with deadlines, right? Who's assigned to do it? Where is it supposed to go next? It's pretty advanced in the sense if you want things to trigger off of other things, you can make that happen.
Okay.
If at the end of phase one, if I click drafted documents done, it could automatically create a task for somebody else to review it.
Mm-hmm.
Which is pretty That's cool, nice. But yep. complicated, so we don't always use it, right? Can't always use the tool to their full capability. But that option's there, and it's proven very helpful because I think A, it's cloud-based, and B, it's flexible.
No, that actually sounds like a good tool just to keep everything, even if we weren't in different offices, which we're all kind of on the same floor even, so... But just to keep everything organized so that there isn't a spreadsheet for each matter or a spreadsheet for one whole client, I think it would make things a lot easier when you're trying to instill these principles into the firm.
And then, yes, if you do it, if you can set it up for, so you have a litigation, it's one project with your task codes and your scheduling. It also I never pronounce it correctly, a Gantt chart, right?
Uh-huh. Gantt chart.
It automatically creates one, which... from a project management person would probably really like that.
Yep. And the visual. So what about if this kind of just going back to the overall, if people fail to use the project management principles and all the guides that you've set up, I mean, how do you go about getting people back on track, or how do you handle incidents where they just kind of went off and did whatever they want? Now that you've done these pilot programs and you've seen the success and you have the buy-in, what about the people that still don't follow it?
Yeah, we just shame them. So there's no, I think on the growing phase, I still consider us, even if we're, 2.5-3 years into it, we're still in that growing phase. We're still in the finding successes and celebrating them, trying to get people interested in doing it. So I think in our group where we've done a lot of the process improvement work, they see that the ones who are using that are being more efficient, their documents are getting out faster, and we're being more profitable, right?
Right.
The way our group is set up, the partners who don't use it benefit from it through our associates and our paralegals who are now familiar with it, right? So for our group, it's acceptable because some partners just say, look, I use my billing to serve as a reminder for my projects that are ongoing. I see where they are and kind of the timeline of my projects. That's good enough, right? It's hard to beat up on that. So we train the associates and the paralegals to be more efficient. At the kind of corporate litigation side of it, I think what we're going to see is we're going to see those groups having better data, but because they're going to use task codes, a lot of them do already, but the ones that don't, or if the client's not forcing it, will force it. And that data helps then on budgeting and being more realistic in terms of offering a budget to the clients. If you're doing alternative fees, it's going to help you get really good information. I was reading something the other day, and we should assume our clients know costs of legal expenses because they can purchase that data if they want to. They should know if you have an employment law matter, the type of the level of an employee, the type of action that they're taking, the number of depositions that are going to be taken. They can find out what that should cost. And I think LPM process improvement helps firms identify the work they've done in the past and work through our historical costs so we can more effectively, tell the clients what it's going to cost A and B, budget it. So we don't have a formal, you're not doing this, there's some sort of punishment, but that also fits within our firm's culture. We don't do that for anything except not getting your bills out. The only thing.
Which is very important.
Right. Other than that, the firm's culture isn't such that we would have it. So it's really more, hey, you know what? You have these other people who are using it, their profitability is going to increase, which is what we've seen. So it becomes a choice.
No, I think that's good. And I think there's not much you can do. I mean, some people, ultimately, it's their project and how they manage it. whether they use project management or not, that's their right to do with, for their client.
Right. I think some of that comes back to me expanding my definition. So when I talk to people and they say, well, whatever, I don't need LPM, we can talk about process, or we can talk about scope of work and budgeting, or we can talk about knowledge management and what they're doing and what other groups are doing and how that might help them, which is to me that it's those successes. And that's probably more, it's probably important everywhere, but I think kind of in that mid-sized firm area, it becomes more important, which is maybe where you were going to ask me, because in terms of, we're not going to have maybe we will someday, but a project management office, right?
Right. And, you know, when it comes to bigger firms, they do it a certain way, and that's been communicated to everybody in the firm, and that's the way you do it. There's no other way around that. That's just how it goes. And it's kind of harder, I think, for the smaller to mid-sized firms to do that, because everybody has their own way of doing it for so long. And unless you have that whole firm-wide distribution or memo going out saying, this is this new process for how we do this, that doesn't really get done.
Right.
It's all soft at that point, soft turnovers.
And if you don't have that internal expert able to help, right? And I think if you go to certification route, you're going to be able to see that you have these successes that you just need to reframe to show people what you're doing so well and take it to that next level, really.
Right. Anything that we haven't talked about that you want to touch on before I ask you, you know, the final question is where you think that this might be heading in the long run?
No, I think that's fair. I'll weave it into that.
Perfect.
So on the long run, especially at kind of that mid-sized firm level, I think legal project management and the related ideas of process improvement and knowledge management, they're here to stay. If you look back at some of the literature, and they'll say some of your senior partners don't want to buy into it because they went through this whole like total quality improvement, total quality management in the 90s. Which was seen more as a fad. I think LPM is actually capturing a lot of what law firms already do, but don't necessarily do it in a structured way. And the LPM can provide a little more of that structure. Given that, a lot of this, I think, is scary. It's scary to a 40-year-old partner. It's got to be really scary to older partners. So to me, some of that scare is all of the terminology. It's lean or Six Sigma. It's process. It's knowledge. You know, pricing, things that they know, but it becomes overwhelming. And I think from the attorney standpoint, I don't want to learn all of these new strategies, right? I want somebody to help me use these tools to go ahead and make my clients happy and our work more efficient. So I think LPM's here. I think it's here to stay. I think the large firms are showing that because they have solid, whether they call it a knowledge management office that does LPM and knowledge management and process, or they call it an LPM office that does knowledge management and process, or they have two, the information center that focuses on knowledge management and somebody else that focuses on project management. I think it's here. There's plenty of experts at leading large firms. There's plenty of experts out there that are helping firms of all sizes do this better. And then from my point of having used it and experienced it, it's made us more efficient, making for us the efficiency leads to lower cost and for happier clients. So kind of just given that, I think more and more lawyers are going to continue to use the buy-in, and then institutionally we'll have the standard set up to move it forward.
Well, you're very knowledgeable. Thank you so much for answering my questions.
Conversation. Thank you.
Yeah. It was. And I think that it helped me understand a little bit more of why one versus the other, or even, you know, I come out of this saying both, you know, there's no reason why the principles, the normal principles of project management, you can't just add on, you're just adding on that legal piece, that more knowledge base in the legal field. So it answered a lot of my questions. I really appreciate your time.
Great. Thank you.
You've been listening to ILTA Radio. Subscribe to ILTA's podcasts through iTunes or Podbean and get alerted about new recordings. ILTA Radio, get tuned in.